Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Michelle Obama does it. Thousands of New Yorkers do it. And you, too, can grow a garden, even if you live in the inner city. That's the message Patty Moreno is pushing. She's a native New Yorker, but admits her first horticultural attempts were dismal.
Starting out, I was horrible. I killed everything I ever planted. But my first success was with some fruit trees. I actually grew apples. They're the most delicious thing ever. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can actually plant a plant and eat from it too. I just started branching out from there.
Today, Patty Moreno cultivates 30 raised beds in Boston. She produces so many zucchini and tomatoes and greens each summer, she opens up a farm stand in front of her home. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom headed to Boston's Roxbury neighborhood to check out Patty's brand of urban sustainable living.
I just want to see if there are any eggs under these ladies over here. No, no eggs. Bummer. They start producing eggs actually at 20 weeks. That'll be like a few a week. Then as they mature, one a day.
For the average person that wanted to have, you know, backyard chickens, how feasible is it?
It's so easy. It's much easier than a dog. Like, you never have to walk them, unless you want to. They are my garden helpers. They, you know, scratch and till the soil for me. They eat all the bugs, and then they fertilize it. Let's go over to my smaller garden. We're going to get to work a little bit over here.
Oh, you're going to put me to work?
We're going to put you to work. This is basically a demonstration garden that I wanted to put together to show what you could do in like an average size backyard. Being Puerto Rican, one of the raised beds I plant every year is a Latin Caribbean mixture of beans and peppers and cilantro, all of the things that you would need to make this thing called sofrito, which is like a base flavor for a lot of the food that you would eat in Latin Caribbean culture. I have a 4x4 raised bed that's two tiers high, and then I have a square foot grid that I made that fits right into the raised bed, and that's going to be basically our guide as to where we're planting everything. We're going to companion plant. In this whole bed, we're going to be able to make an amazing stir-fry. So we're going to have, you know, the eggplant, a Siamese dragon stir-fry mix, which just has tons of different Asian greens in them. Arranging different configurations of raised beds is like my hobby. That's just fun for me. That's Saturday night, planning raised beds. It's a party.
Look, Asian greens are nice. It's nice. Spicy, it's a different taste. How about some potatoes and some corn and some lettuce? My name is Robert Patton Sproul, and I'm Patricia's husband. I want a record of potato. I want to do 800 pounds of potato, and I'm trying to do 200 pounds of corn.
Wait a second. How big is this garden that you're growing all this in?
Well, I'll show it to you. It's not that big. It's only 4x8.
This part is for his man garden this year.
You know, a lot of people grow potatoes in trash barrels, and that's the coolest thing ever, because basically they put the potato at the very bottom at like 6 inches of soil, and as it grows up, they keep filling soil around it. And then at the end of the year, they dump it out on a tarp, pull all the potatoes out, and they start over again. And then that one trash can version, people have done really gigantic amounts of potato in it.
We, every year, manage to eat so many meals from the garden. You know, the supermarket people do not know me. Urbanites, it's our responsibility to start being as sustainable as we possibly can, because very near future, there's going to be 70% of the world's population is going to live in cities. Anything you grow and then eat is going to be the
tastiest thing you've ever had. As long as you don't burn it, you're fine. And it's a lot of fun.
Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom prepared that audio portrait of Patty Moreno and her inspiring garden. And there's more at our website, loe.org. Coming up, the heady scent of hidden chemicals in your perfume. That's just ahead here on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.